My name is Josie Balka, and I've always loved writing. It's like one of my biggest hobbies. I used to write a lot of songs and stuff. And a lot of you guys are, all of you are probably below 30. So when I was turning 30, I had a little bit of a crisis moment because when you leave your teens at something, when you leave your 20s at something. So when I was entering 30, I wrote like a little poem about it and I posted it online and it seemed to resonate. So I just kind of kept posting the things that I've written and it ended up going really well. So never don't try what you want to try.
That's great. That's great. I'll just jump right into student questions. Is that okay?
Yes, of course.
All right, cool. So one of the kids emailed me. They wanted to know what has been the most rewarding aspect of your career so far?
Oh my gosh. Probably in my like radio job, honestly, it's a really big grind to get to a spot that you actually want to be in. When you're a radio host, a lot of the time you have to work all through the middle of the night and work for little to no money and move away from home and be far away from your parents for a long period of time, or in my case, what ended up being forever. So landing the job 10 years into my career that I really wanted, which is to do a morning show with another person that I would hopefully get along with, which I do. He's one of my closest friends now, was probably the biggest milestone of my career in that way. And then for this poetry side of it, it's probably getting a book deal and being able to have my book be out in like bookstores and on Amazon and stuff. I think that's pretty cool.
And speaking of which, guys, her book is coming out in May. So we're going to have some information about that when we repost this. Can you tell the kids a little bit about what's the process like writing a book?
So it depends on what kind of book you're writing. I've always really admired people who write novels that are fiction, like that they've made up the entire story, because you'd have to be so diligent. And I'm really lucky in the sense that mine's kind of like a big scramble of all the things that I've written. So I was kind of able to copy paste. But what was more intense about it was that I post a lot of them on the internet and they wanted a lot of them to be not public yet. So I think one of the biggest challenges of it was probably writing things and then not putting them online, because I wanted to show everybody the whole thing, but I'm not allowed to do that. But I'm a little bit of a disorganized person. So it was kind of cool to watch everything become organized and get put together and paste everything into a big document. But that's pretty much all it takes when it comes to actually writing the book. And then there's a whole process before that, when you have to present your book idea, because the only reason that you can like put a book out there with a publisher is if they like your idea. So we had to put together like a pitch before the book came to be.
So one of the kids, they wanted to know, what's one thing that you get out of giving your poetry online? Because you take this new medium and you combine it with an old like literary outlet. What is that like? You know, you're kind of a trailblazer in that.
I think it's really cool. I try to write things in a way that is understandable. Like I try to use easy words that you wouldn't have to Google, like what does that mean? You know, just try to really relate to people and connect to people and try to like put together a deep feeling with really simple words so that everybody can understand. And I think that the best part about it is, you know, when you listen to a song and you realize that somebody else wrote something about something that was exactly what you were feeling, and you're like, whoa, I can't believe somebody else feels that way. That's crazy. And then a million people listen to that song and also feel the same way, and it makes you feel less alone. I like that kind of community, where if I write something about a very specific topic, the whole comment section is just a bunch of people who've been through the same thing. And it's kind of comforting to scroll down and be like, oh, wow, all these people also really love their dogs. Or wow, all these people also have been through this big heartbreak. And it doesn't necessarily make it better, but it makes it a little bit easier to know that you're not going through it by yourself.
That's awesome. Okay, we have a question in Russia. This is Timofey. Здравствуйте, Timofey. Как дела? Go ahead and ask your question, my friend. Yes, I speak a little Russian.
Cool. That's awesome.
About it. Is it hard to find ideas for the books?
To find a deal for the book?
No, an
No,
idea,
ideas.
like come up
Oh,
with an idea.
ideas. Oh, sometimes. And what I like to do is kind of channel ideas from other people. So I have this like kind of group chat with people on Instagram called a broadcast channel. So you can go in there and ask a question and people can answer it. So I'll kind of go in and be like, what's on your mind right now? Or when you think about love, what comes to mind first, or describe your relationship with your partner, or describe your relationship with your family. And then I'll kind of listen to what other people are going through and experiencing. And in that group, people can like each other's answers. So I'll often take the top replies because I'll know that they're the most thought about feelings, and then I'll expand on them. So that helps. And then also, a lot of the time, I'll just get an idea while I'm driving, and then I'll just like make note of it in my head and write about it when I get home.
That's good. That's a good process. We have a question from Elodie in France. Go ahead and unmute to ask your question, friend.
I have a question. Do you have any advice for students who want to become writers when they're older?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the best thing you can do is realize that, first of all, it takes kind of like a lot of courage to write, even if nobody's reading it. But I think that something important to understand and to make sure that you're actually practicing and writing everything that you want to write is knowing that you only have to share what you want to share. So you don't need to be scared to write it in the first place. So I would say, like, any feelings you're having, anything you want to be writing about, you should write about it and just know that, like, that's a secret between you and you until you decide to share it with the world or your parents or your friends or your family. And that's kind of how you practice. Like, I write stuff all the time that will never see the light of day. Sometimes I just delete it right after. I'm like, what the heck was I thinking when I wrote that? But I'd say that my biggest piece of advice is just write down anything and everything. And then at the end of the day, it's your choice to share it, but like you're only going to be your biggest critic, and nobody else is ever going to see it unless you let it. So I'd say just write whatever you can and then decide if you want to share that stuff. But when you feel ready, share it, because that's really important and it can really change your life when you do.
Great advice. My Lee and somewhere in Europe. Go ahead and ask your question.
What do you find the most challenging about writing books?
Probably just trying to touch on a bunch of different topics. Like, I found that even after I handed it in, when I got the book in my hands and I read it, I was like, oh, I wish that I didn't put these two quite so near each other because they're very similar in topics. Like, I kind of wish I had spread them out. So I think it's just a matter of touching on enough topics. And then also in something like this, where it's so based on feelings, I find it kind of challenging to try to make sure that you're appealing to the masses, you know, and to make sure that most people in your demographic can at least try to relate. Like we were talking a little bit earlier before you guys joined about how I try. I'm a woman, right? I'm a girl, so I like to hang out with girls and with girls all the time. And a lot of the stuff that I write about is female based, and I try to word it in a way that is more general so that everybody feels included. But sometimes that can be hard and feel a little bit limiting.
Yeah, your stuff. I like your stuff because I find it gender neutral. So a lot of your stuff speaks to me, and you know, like reminiscing about the past. And I lost my mom a couple years ago, and I listen to your stuff, and you think about time, better times, and just happy that it happened, and it's just helped. Alejandro in Spain, you have an awesome question. Go ahead and ask, my friend.
How do you get the inspiration to write and the idea?
Usually it's also all these questions are great. Thank you guys for coming up with them and asking them. Usually just things that have happened. I try not to write about too much stuff that I haven't actually been through. I found that there's like a lot of people, I'll get a lot of messages actually, and it's awesome. Like people will be like, oh, can you write about this? Can you write about this? And if I've been through it, I'll write about it. But if it's something that I haven't yet been through, I try to avoid it. So usually my biggest inspiration is just personal experience. And then sometimes I'll try to take other people's experiences if they can explain them in like a detailed way and try to get it out like that. But yeah, I'd say biggest inspiration is definitely personal stuff that's already happened to me.
Good. That's good. So you guys go ahead and write your feelings out. It'll help, you know. Delia in Italy, go ahead and ask your question, buddy.
I saw that you written that you described yourself as the happiest sad girl we'll ever meet. Why?
I feel like I come across as a very happy person, and I am. Like, I feel like I'm pretty joyful and outgoing. But you kind of have to be pretty sad if you want to write about a bunch of emotional stuff. So I find that I kind of thrive when I'm feeling sad and like nostalgic and thinking about, when I used to be your guys' age. I feel really happy that all of it happened, but really sad that it's over. And I feel like, those two feelings combined can be very powerful. Like I like it when it's not sunny outside and it's like a little bit gray, or it's rainy, or it's kind of cold, because it kind of induces some sadness. Whereas a lot of people would not enjoy that. I like it because it makes me feel more inspired to write things. So as a happy person, I enjoy also being sad, and I think that it can be a blessing if you use it creatively.
Yeah, you're truly an artist. And that one of the kids just emailed me and they wanted to know, do you have a favorite poem that you've written, and would you be able to share it by chance?
Share it. I can go look in my notes. Okay, so I don't know if any of you guys use iPhones. I wrote my whole book in my iPhone app Notepad. So like my whole, I'll show you guys. Like all my poems ever are all just in here, and I write them all in here, so I can always go find them, but I just don't know which one would be my favorite. I'll have to think about it. I don't know. I don't really have anything prepared right now, and there's so many in
Good,
there.
good. I didn't mean to put it on the spot, but I'd be remiss to not at least ask. So
Yeah,
have
worth a shot. I would have to think about which one to show you guys.
when did you start? Like, okay, so a little bit, we haven't really touched on the radio stuff, but like, so you have radio and voice work. When did you make that transition into literary? When were you like, maybe there's something here?
I've always written. And so when you, I don't know if you guys listen to the radio ever, but you know how there's people who talk on the radio. I do that. And that's my like main job. And with that, there's a lot of social media responsibility. So I've been doing that since 2016, so for almost 10 years. And with like the ever-changing landscape of social media, we've had to learn everything. So I've been posting content online for radio about my personal life, just kind of like growing my little channels for fun for over 10 years, just because I enjoy it. So I already kind of had like a small platform and a small audience that was kind of there for whatever I was posting. So I was posting like songs I really like, songs I'd write. I post them all the time, like before any of this started. So I already had like kind of the basic knowledge, and then also kind of like the courage to just do it, even if people thought it was kind of cringy. It's just for fun and for me. So there wasn't ever really like a transition into writing. It was just that I started to post more poetry than music. And then with that just came a bigger audience. And then with that came an offer to put it all into a book, which I never would have imagined. Like that was never on my radar for sure.
That is so cool. And guys, again, that her first book's coming out in May. So we're definitely going to be pushing out information regarding that to all the students worldwide.
Thank you.
We'll go with a couple more student questions. Is that okay before we let you go?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I got nowhere to be, whatever you need.
Okay, cool. So one of the kids wanted to know, do you find any similarities between writing poetry and crafting content for online and radio?
I'd say that there's a lot of freedom of speech in both, but less so in the radio world. And I guess they don't really connect. I think like being creative in the mornings at work, and trying to think of like funny things and different angles and ways to talk about stuff that's going on in the world, even though a lot of it's not very funny right now. But I find that the creative bone that you need for both is very important. But I'd say that the biggest difference is that online, know you asked for similarity, but I'll tell you the main difference to me, is online on like poetry and on my own channel, I feel like I get to have more of like an opinion. Like I try to keep it pretty neutral, but I can be like, oh, I really felt this one way. Whereas on the radio, you have to remain as completely neutral as possible. Like nobody knows how I vote. Nobody knows how I feel about certain political things or personal things. Like you just kind of take a very neutral road. Whereas online on my own channels and with writing, I can tell you how I'm feeling. I don't write about politics or anything, but like just it feels a little more open and honest when it comes to writing.
Well said. So I wanted to touch on this. A couple of kids asked this because they're shy and they wanted to know, as somebody who's shy, what do you recommend as far as expressing emotions or feelings to those that they love or around them?
Wow, that's a really great
Because you
question.
seem like you have a high emotional IQ, so I feel like you'd be a
Oh,
good person for that.
I feel like my fiance might disagree at certain points, but
Congratulations on the engagement. I
thank
know you
you.
posted about that.
Thank you. I would say, and it's kind of interesting, and only like certain people kind of see this come out of me, but I especially find that it's when I'm like at an event with my co-host, because I do my radio show with another person. He's very outgoing, so often I will be able to like be shy when he's there, and I just won't really talk. And I often find that when other people are leading the conversation, I have no problem being like, I'm just gonna sit this one out. And when you feel like that, it can be really challenging. And I feel like I actually do get pretty shy in a lot of situations. Like online, it's a little easier, but in person, it can be really hard to communicate with people and talk to people, keep eye contact with people, stuff like that. But I'd say that you're never going to gain points for not telling people how you feel, and what you're going through and what's going on in your head, and if you want something to be different. Like there's definitely better ways and emotionally intelligent ways to phrase things and bring up your feelings and tell people stuff, but like it just doesn't help you at all to keep it in. And if anything, it just is honorable to tell people how you're feeling, and it makes people around you feel like they can tell you how they're feeling, and it just opens kind of like a line of communication for everything. And I think it's just a matter of developing those kinds of relationships with the special people in your life. It's only hard the first time. And I go to a gym where I like do workouts, and my gym instructor says this all the time. She says at the end of every class, she's like, if somebody inspired you today with the way that they were moving, tell them. It'll only be weird the first time. And I think that that goes for anything. You expressing how you feel will only be a little bit strange to somebody the first time you do it, and then that'll just become who you are to them, and it just opens it up for the rest of time. So it's just a
I
good
love
idea to just get it over with.
that. That is solid advice. Man,
Yeah,
should be a
she's my
therapist.
gym instructor has a lot of good advice up her sleeve. I get a lot of ideas from her when she's talking to us while we're lifting weights.
Very wise. Tell her thank you. Tell her thank you from all the kids around the world.
I
Elodie, you had a good question from Europe. Go ahead and ask.
will. How do you avoid similarities between your work and other people's work
Ooh,
if it
that's really good.
happens?
I find that something, it's hard to say because like you never want to be copying anybody, but you can draw inspiration from other people. Like if I'm listening to a song by like Selena Gomez and she says one thing in her song that makes me go like, oh wow, and it's like not a pivotal line in the song or anything, I'll like kind of not ever use her words, but like I'll be like, that's a great topic, like that's not really what the song's about. But so like it's, I think it's everything that you ever conjure in your brain is a fabricated idea based on everything you've ever seen and everything you've ever heard. So it's like everything that anybody ever does is kind of drawing inspiration from things that they've witnessed. So I think that it can be really hard because it's like it's plagiarism, right? When you take somebody else's work and you can't do that. So I find that I just try to write like the way that I would talk. And I don't think that anybody else talks like me. I think that everybody has their own way of being. And I think that writing in the same way that I would say something to a friend or a family member prevents me from ever like writing exactly like anybody else. So I find that to be super helpful. But so I basically look for inspiration in other people, but never ideas, if that makes sense. But I used to have a boss who would say this one thing. I just like people, I love other people's advice. And I can't, I'm not going to swear. There was a swear word in it, but it was just like the oh shoot factor, where like when you hear somebody else's idea and you go, oh shoot, I wish I thought of that. So I will often have those moments where I'll hear somebody else's work and be like, oh no, like that's such a good idea. I wish I thought of that, or a song. And then I try to write in a way that I hope that other people read it or hear it and go, damn, like I wish I thought of that, you know? So that's kind of yeah, related to that.
That's good. That's good. We go with Rami and then Alice, and then we'll wrap it up. Rami, go ahead. You had a good question from Spain for Josie. Go ahead and ask.
Hi, I have a question, and my question is, what is your motivation in order to try to become better every day?
Wow, that's a really good question. I think that ever like we're our I said this before, we're our own biggest critics, and life is a lot harder when you don't like the way that you are. And I know there's like a million things that everybody would like to change about themselves, but and there's a lot of things that you can't change right away, like if you have things that you don't like about your hair or your face or your body, but you can change anything about your mind. And the way that you are and the way that you treat people, and there that's always the place that you can start for an immediate change. A lot of other things take a lot of time, but you can change your mindset in a second. And I think that it just makes life easier when you're trying to be the best version of yourself, and it just garners better relationships, better friendships, better days, which equal out to better months, better years. And I find that it just is helpful to always try your best to be the best version of yourself, if
I
that
love
makes any
it. No,
sense.
it does. Mercy, kindness, grace, love, and
Yes.
patience to everyone around in all circumstances.
Totally.
Alice, final question from students. Go ahead and ask from France. You're from France. Go ahead and ask.
So you said that you had different jobs. So I was wondering which one's your favorite to do? Do you have one in particular that you love to do, or do you just like them equal?
I love them all for very different reasons and varying levels of freedom as well. So my job, like my main job, is being a radio host, and I work for a company, and I have a contract and a salary, and I have to follow all their rules, and just it's a little more complex, and I also have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day. So I love that job, but it's the most challenging, I'd find. But I love it. But I'd say that my favorite kind of job is also a passion project and a hobby. So I love writing the most because it's done anywhere, anytime, whenever I want. And it's just like a it's really cool that something I love so much has become a job. But like the voiceover stuff and the radio stuff is incredible. It's a dream come true. I want to do it forever, but it just comes with its challenges. So when it comes to like ease and way of life, I think that the writing aspect of it would be my favorite.
Great, great answer. Okay, so guys, her book, I hope you remember, comes out May 13th, right? Or May 13th. Okay, we'll have links to that. You can get it on Amazon. Any other places that you recommend to get it?
Amazon, we're about to put it out in the UK through a publisher there, so that should be in some bookstores in the UK. It's in the States and Canada, and then we're working on kind of more European deals so that they'll actually be in stores. But I think Amazon, and then if you're in the States, like Barnes and Noble, Target, if you're in Canada, Indigo, and just like random little bookstores around will have it as well.
Very cool. So I always ask this of all of our guests. This is the final question. This comes from me. Is there any advice that you can give these kids, whether they want to go into poetry, voiceover work, radio work, whatever it may be? What advice would you have for them as they go off and figure out what they want to do with their lives?
Oh my gosh. I would say That's a tough question. I would say that there's a lot of jobs out there, and there are a lot of people who are going to kind of try to push you into a more traditional thing. And not everything works for everyone, but there's a chance that the thing that you love will work for you. So don't not do something ever, because you feel like the other thing would be easier or the other one has a higher success rate, because there's a chance that the thing that you love can become your life and your career, and you can get to do it every single day. And I think that loving your job is very uncommon in this day and age, or not very, but it's quite uncommon in this day and age. But there's always an opportunity for that to happen. And you have so much life ahead of you, and you're going to spend so much of it working. So if you get to do the job that you love, sorry, my dog is over there crying. If you get to do the job that you love, it will make your life so much better. So just go for it. And if it doesn't work, that's okay.
Perfect. All right. Before I end the meeting for all, before I exit out of this for everybody, I'm going to allow everyone to unmute. And can we collectively around the world say thank you to Josie for taking the time to talking to us today? Thank you so much, Josie. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you
Thank
so much for
you.
having
Thank
me.
you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank
Thank
you
you.
Thank
much. Thank
you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Have a great
Thank
day.
you.